תפילת החברים. בורא, אנו...
Prayer of the friends. Creator, we are grateful to you for gathering us for the lesson so that all tens can unite. Give us the strength and ability to connect at the center of the ten. Help the friends think of the ten all the time, and that the love of friends that will lead us united back to you. We praise and thank you for your great teachers, Rav, Rabash, Baal Sulam, and that together we may bring you contentment. We learn through which stages we may approach the purpose of creation, the revelation of the Creator, to arrange ourselves with Him in such a way that we will be worthy in His eyes. And out of that we adhere to Him. We open the spiritual world with that. Kabbalists liken it to an embryo who was in his was closed in his mother's womb. He's coming out into the world, starting to see and discover the world around him, a big world full of impressions, revelations. So should we portray to ourselves what may we discover, what do we feel when we were born? Meaning, when we come out of the framework of this world and we come to seeing truly, correctly. Therefore, one of the most important stages is to encamp at the foot of the mountain, to prepare ourselves for the last stage.
Let's go.
So we are in excerpt 12. It is written, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. We must understand what is a mountain. The word har, mountain, comes from the word hirhuim, thoughts, which is a man's intellect. Anything that is in the intellect is regarded as in potential. Afterward, it can expand into actual fact. Accordingly, we can interpret, and the Lord came down on Mount Sinai, to the top of the mountain. As the interpret, and the Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, as the thought and intellect of man, meaning that the Creator informed all the people, that the thought and intellect of man, meaning that the Creator, that the inclination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. After the Creator informed them in potential, meaning that at the top of the mountain, that which was in potential expanded in actual fact. For this reason, the people came to actually feel, and everyone now sensed the need for the Torah. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the spice of Torah. Now they said, that through actually feeling that they were forced to accept the Torah, meaning without choice, since they saw that if they received the Torah, they would have delight and pleasure. And if not, there it would be their burial.
Meaning the doubts, the questions, all kinds of vibrations, movements, they continue. Even after we get to the foot of the mountain, and there, they are still making decisions.
Just
see how the past constantly going through scrutinies and doubts, agreements, and in this way, in a group, with a group, together, a person is constantly in scrutinies. For the main thing in the work and the progress comes to us only from the scrutiny.
There
are still disturbances, obstacles, thoughts of to continue or not, to leave or not, to grow stronger or not, with which method, which direction, toward what. What should we receive as reward? What as punishment? What should we take as correct discernments? Everything has to be clarified to a person. Specifically, you see in which stages, when you're already at the foot of the mountain, and with each step forward, the scrutinies are more and more powerful, meaning more substantial, I would say. And that's how you advance until a person learns all the stages of his development, of his approaching the Creator, over what does he take each and every step. A step forward might look, might appear as backward or sideways, and all of it is in order to see that there's a method here, and he must keep it, and only through it, and no other, does he come to the correct scrutiny each time, and each and every step. He is not afraid, he does not close his eyes, on the contrary, his eyes open, and he's marching forward more and more.
Above, that's it.
Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, ha, from the word hirurim, thoughts, reflections, when they have their doubts and they're constantly inside of them, it's a volcano.
So why does he depict that, that this is a state where there is no choice, where, that's it, a person's heart is evil from birth, and that's it, you have no choice.
And because they have no choice, they go forward. How can it be? That they come to receive the Torah reluctantly? The choice, as it's written here, will be your burial place if you don't accept it. How should we understand it?
Maybe until that moment there is your Hurim and many, many choices, but after there is no choice.
Well, think about it. You don't have to follow some lines, some verses that you remember. Rather, keep an open head, open mind, open heart. What do? If we are in such a place.
No.
Think about it. Maybe talk amongst yourselves. Talk for a few minutes. What can be the state before the receiving of the Torah? Does it have to be in coercion or with agreement, clear or convoluted? Please.
No. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Talk.
State. Reader, excerpt 13. It is written, and they stood at the bottom of the mountain. A mountain, har, means thoughts, hirhurim. Moses led them to the end of the thought, and the understanding, and the reason, the lowest degree there is. Only then, when they agreed to such a state, to walk in it without any wavering or motion, and remain in that state as if they had the greatest gadlut, and to be happy about it. This is the meaning of serve the Lord with gladness. Since during the gadlut, it cannot be said that He gives them work to be in gladness. Because during the gadlut, gladness comes by itself. Instead, the work of gladness is given to them for the time of katnut. So they will have joy, although they feel katnut. And this is a lot of work. This is called the main part of the degree, which is discerned as katnut. This discernment must be permanent. And the gadlut is only an addition. Also, one should yearn for the main part, not
רב, למה הוא קורא קטנות? מה זה קטנות?
What does he call קטנות? What is קטנות in this depiction?
קטנות and גדלות, smallness, infancy and adulthood. I think it's different in perception. They don't feel like they have something, because what does it mean to go to Mount Sinai? It means to climb the mountain, to receive the Torah, to be close to the Creator.
And
suddenly they feel here additional lowliness and nothingness. How can they express any joy and accept that this truth, the most and the most important thing. Is climbing Mount Sinai seems to be according to different qualities as a person thinks typically. To climb means to ascend, to get closer to the Creator. It's more understanding, more feeling, an expanded perception of reality. And here, it might be the opposite.
כן, זה בדיוק השאלה, כי באמת מורגש...
Yeah, this is exactly the question, because it feels that less and less you feel close to the Creator. Less and less you feel some, I don't know, some correct work of yours. Rather, more and more you feel that as if there is a force, inner and outer, that is trying to throw you out of here. And in essence, your work is just to cleave, to stay in the same place. It isn't felt like an ascent to some place. Rather, really holding myself and not escape.
What do you care about holding on?
No, I'm asking, is this called an ascent? Like you said, ascent, it's like I'm advancing to something, and here it's not like you're ascending, you're not going backwards.
Well, we have to understand it, right? What does it mean that Moses, specifically, the most important point? This point is upper point. Important point is what climbs to Mount Sinai. And then, when it's disconnected from a person himself, she falls off, then she can get to anything that's needed, called the Torah.
I didn't understand. So what is an ascent? If it's not an ascent in understanding and feeling, what does it mean to ascend?
I don't know.
We need to scrutinize it. Talk about it. Decide what do we need to do in order to ascend Mount Sinai, in order to receive the Torah, in order to come closer to the Creator. Over which qualities of ours do we need to climb? And what to do? So we'll have connection with godliness.
What
disturbances and doubts are revealed when you stand at the foot of the mountain?
אני משער שצריכה להתעורר התנגדות למצב.
I imagine that there should be some resistance to the state, but I'm asking about the process that needs to happen, not according to what I feel. What needs to happen and how to prepare to such a state?
No, I want you to decide. I want you to scrutinize it. That you will see, according to what you've learned, what kind of disturbances all these disturbances will awaken before you, and what do you need to do in order to bypass them, to rise above them?
What
is it here in the stand of Mount Sinai, in the process that you are passing down to us? Because it seems that every question you bring it back for our scrutiny.
Because
This speaks of people who come to the most precious doubts, the mountain, the thoughts. And in those thoughts, they need to scrutinize what are the next steps.
Yes, and how should the ten scrutinize these hirurim, these thoughts?
What do we need to do to approach the Creator?
Meaning, this is the only question we have. What do we need to do in order to come closer to the Creator?
What else can it be? I can't see any other goal.
He
depicts here a state that at the end you receive it with gladness, the state. The question is, what is the joy, the happiness, the gladness?
I don't see any joy here for the time being.
Yeah, this is precisely the question, that because he says here that despite the state here of the doubts, they receive it in gladness. So the question, is the gladness a result?
The joy is a result of the faith that it comes from the Creator. And so whatever it may be, they take it for joy, because it's moving forward.
Because of its purposeness.
Yes.
Because there is a process that we are taken through, and we believe that it is for the benefit of the Creator. And this is why we're happy.
The foot of the mountain, meaning they are, on the one hand, they are the closest to the Creator, closer than they've ever been, on the one hand. On the other hand, they have understanding and awareness that's relatively new about their state. They have nothing. They have no knowledge, no reason, no mind, no nothing that can awaken them, that can strengthen them. Meaning, they have but one hope, to take a step forward to the Creator, although they feel that it brings them a seemingly not a good state. Hate, rejection, separation. We will see according to the verses.
Excerpt 14. Every man of Israel has an internal point in the heart, which is considered simple faith. This is an inheritance from our fathers, who stood on Mount Sinai. However, it is covered by many klipot, and the klipot must be removed. Then his basis will be called faith alone. Mutual guarantee. Excerpt number 15. This is to speak of the arvut, the mutual guarantee, when all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah, commandment, of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself.
בעד כל אחד מחברי האומה למלות כל צרכיו.
This means that each and everyone in Israel would take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation, to satisfy all their needs no less.
More opinions?
Before the desire is revealed, the foot of the mountain or the heaviest desires, what does he need to correct? Unless he is faced with this desire, what does he have to correct?
I don't understand your question.
No, I'm saying by them being at the bottom of the foot of the mountain, and this recognition of evil is revealed in them. Without that state, how could they have demanded the Torah, the correction? So it's clear that this is why they needed to be at the foot of the mountain, to ask for the correction and the desire that is revealed. What is the state? And even more, how can I be in that state where I only want to care for the needs of all the person of the nation and not on my own desires? What do I think about? How do I align myself, aim myself to be in it?
This is called mutual guarantee, avut. We discussed already, we learned this. Avut means that I depend on everyone and I take care of everyone.
But how do I throw all my thoughts and just aim myself to the thoughts of my friends? How do I get to it?
זה מתוך השגת המצב. אתה לא יכול לפנטז ככה.
That's from attaining the state. You can't fantasize those things. Imagine yourself that maybe this is how it is. Rather you feel that you are
במצב שנדרש מכם.
In such a state where it's required of you to be connected, to be in complete mutual guarantee.
Ну, я просто вижу сейчас, как, ну, вообще все вокруг.
I just see now how everything around in life brings only to one thing, that there is, the only value is caring for the friends. But you also see that you can't get to it. You don't understand how to make it so that this becomes the main thing in life. How do I reach it?
We can't do it, but to agree with it, even to want it to be this way, we can do that. And the Creator does it.
You say this is a state into which we need to enter. What is a state? Can you describe it a little bit? What does a person feel? Only the concern of his friend, of his ten, that's the only thing that fills him. What is that state?
It's where his entire life is now connected only to the friends. Only inside the ten. Instead of feeling his body, his feeling, physical feeling, internal feeling, in place of that, he feels the ten as his body, and this is his life. More substantially than. To depict that.
To
feel the group as my body is that I depict myself as existing within them. within them, that all of my organs, all of the parts of my body are all within and depend on all of the group. They are spread in them. There are no words for that much.
Excerpt number 16. Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear, each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body. As he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 6,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him. From Belarus, how to understand the expression we shall do and we shall hear?
That if we do, apparently, in a simple way, if we do what is on to us to do, then we will come to hearing. And we will be able to hear what comes after, to what we need to arrive to. Meaning we'll come to the force of bestowal, which is called hearing. It's the degree of ozen, the ear. And this is how we'll exist. In the degree of being.
No.
Okay. Elon, please.
What includes this entire place of doing, of do, we will do?
Nase is that we can do all of the connections and ties and coming closer between us in any way that is possible.
What does it mean, possible? Creator created the will to receive. Other than an egoistic desire, a clean, good, powerful, there's nothing. And this state of we shall do became only realistic. Only happen now, no matter how we look at it. So in order to reach the state where something else will happen, which is our vut, mutual guarantee, caring, this desire, something has to happen to this desire, has to be transformed.
This is what it speaks of. How do we rise from an egoistic desire to a different desire? To the care and concern for others.
And what will bring me this desire to give up my own self-love?
All sorts of events who happen on the path that are called the...
from which I have to become despaired.
Not just despair, to run away, to escape them, to understand that this is what buries you, that disconnects you from others. Yes, this is Ervut. So there's two levels. The person needs to care about it, or they need to care about it? A person needs to be to care for himself to the degree that he needs to be healthy, to be in care and concern for others.
But say in the 10, what does that mean? We don't care, take care of the needs of the body.
In the 10, we live under such conditions that, but in essence, yes, we need to build such structures that will care and concern to each and every one.
Yeah, but more or less, in the 21st century, a person lives in a normal country. The country takes care of him. He also earns money. He doesn't have to care about those things. He got food and a home. So what is what he's describing here? Because it's a condition. If they don't care about it, I can't free myself up.
Not to let go of the body. A person has to make sure that he is healthy.
That's the meaning of that thing that they write?
Not an exaggeration, but to make sure that a person is healthy so that he can participate in the society.
But we're talking about a feeling. So how do we care about the friend emotionally?
It doesn't wipe out the concern for corporeal needs.
No, it doesn't, but eventually we wish to reach the Creator. There are many soup kitchens and people helping one another from morning to evening. We want to reach the Creator. The way to the Creator is through the feeling. So how to work on the feeling or the emotions? We'll go from care for the friends to the Creator.
You need all the time to be in care and concern for others, for all, to give them your support so that together you are in care for everyone.
How is that being expressed in the feeling? We're supposed to develop together.
You feel that you are in that feeling.
And the care for the friend is to feel that I care about him. That's it, corporeally?
Rather, what needs to be?
Maybe care about a deficiency. How do we approach the Creator in our common feeling? Not if I bring him food and water. How do we develop here a new spirit above corporeal needs?
It is from us studying and us connecting amongst us and turning to the Creator and asking.
Hiruim, thoughts about myself, about all the processes we went through, and now I'm supposed to receive some arvut from them, and I'm supposed to give arvut to them. From where do you get the confidence? You feel like you're constantly being thrown out, and you have to hold on to something else each time. There's no confidence.
I don't understand what you're talking about. If you're walking with a group and we're studying excerpts, if day by day you are with us, then you need to feel what you're acquiring every day. Did you feel?
Yes.
No, so what is the question?
The question is how to leave behind all of my individual personal needs.
You don't need to let them go. Because if you let them go, someone needs to care for them. And then it comes out that you were throwing yourself on the society.
Exactly. So how do I activate the Arvut correctly in a way that I have the confidence that I could take care of myself as well? I'm caring for myself in order to care for them.
This
entire process you undergo, you constantly get your confidence challenged. You're on the right path or the wrong path. I don't know, I'll hold on to Shai, to the friends. But how do I give them arvut? Right now I'm holding on to them and not giving them arvut.
Come amongst them, enter them, and then see how you can strengthen each and every one.
The last line is not clear. How do I care about them so they would strengthen the connection with others?
Show them examples, twist them in such a way that they will be facing one another, closer to one another. All in all, this is what we have. And the prayer to the Creator together.
If after these actions we come to a state of prayer, is that the Arvut? Is it possible this is the first step of Arvut between us?
Arvut is light. It's a force, it's a power that you receive from above. It's not something that you do from below. From below, you do preparations, and as a result, you receive a special light from above that ties you together, and then you are in Arvut.
It is a spiritual feeling.
Can I
explain what's the connection between what Baal Salam describes corporeally and how to attain the spiritual feeling of Arvut?
That which Baal Sulam explains, he explains in a simple way, in a corporeal way. How do we need to come closer to one another? How do we really and actually receive the force of Arvut? We receive it from the relations between us, that we constantly renew them, that we are constantly drawn to one another. We want to rely on one another and support one another.
I want to ask about necessity. I have a friend in the 10, and while we are studying here together, learning, he went to work because of his necessity. How should we relate to it? He related to it. How should the 10 relate to it?
There's nothing to do. If this is how his life is arranged for now, then we need to strengthen him as much as possible, and he needs to go to work.
Why is the Creator arranging such a state for a friend? It seems like morning lesson is necessity. Everything else is luxuries.
This is all according to your reason. Rabash told me how he worked in paving roads and would sleep next to it.
So we have to agree to it? Is this the state?
This is what you have in life. What can we do? I would study with him, and suddenly I don't know what happened, but mess with the war. I was called his reserves for 4 months. No, what are you going to do? No, I want to study. From 2 a.m. I have to get up and read. No, who's asking you? You are obligated. And the same thing is with your friend. There are states that you don't have anything to do with them.
It is impossible to observe Torah and mitzvot except through arvut, mutual guarantee, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observing the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity. Therefore, anyone who wants to take upon himself the burden of Torah and Mitzvot should be included in the whole of Israel with great unity. For this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah, they certainly became responsible for one another. Since as soon as they want to receive the Torah, they must all be included as one in order to be incorporated in the desire. At that time, each one is certainly responsible for his friend because all are important as one. Spiritual fulfillment.
When you escape Egypt and you come out of Egypt, you begin to feel that all of your troubles are from your will to receive.
And afterwards in Mount Sinai,
it's already a correction. That I'm not escaping from the will to receive. I'm rising above it to the will to bestow. And I want the will to bestow to rule over me. And thus I come to the exodus from Egypt. I move from one side to the other, from the will to receive in order to receive, to the desire to bestow.
It's like I don't understand. In the exodus from Egypt, we don't need mutual guarantee like in the foot of Mount Sinai.
In the exodus of Egypt, we are not yet in arvut, in mutual guarantee. We just want to escape from the will to receive.
But along the way, I have to take care of women, children, old people.
No. It's enough that you are in the action of escaping.
So I'm escaping alone?
You're not escaping by yourself, but it is not said that you need to be concerned for the connection between everyone, for the mutual guarantee.
I have to take care of the friend that he will come out of Egypt.
Our path is divided into many parts. Part by part. Which is why the degree to which we are in Egypt and receive the blows from Egypt, we want to escape Egypt from the blows. You cannot ask me now about all sorts of different things. For me, the main thing is the blows. That's it. I want to escape them. Then, we draw near a decision of the escape to Egypt. So I want nothing but to escape, to leave. You see how they say, one by one.
So why are we seemingly jumping to the Mount Sinai? We haven't even come out of Egypt.
We're escaping Egypt. And also not through our own efforts, but because the Egyptians are running after us and they want to kill us and so on. And then we escape Egypt. And while escaping Egypt, we arrive at Mount Sinai. Yam Suf.
Egypt 18. If 600,000 men abandon their work for the satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing but standing guard, so their friends will not lack a thing. And moreover, they will engage in this with great love, with their very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the commandment, love your friend as yourself. It is then beyond doubt that no one in the nation will need to worry about his own well-being.
בשביל קיומו עצמו ונעשה משום זה מופנה גמור משמירה.
Because of this, one becomes completely free of securing his own survival and can easily observe the commandment, love your friend as yourself, obeying all the conditions given in items 3 and 4. After all, why would he worry about his own survival when 600,000 loyal lovers stand by, ready with great care to make sure he lacks nothing of his needs? Therefore, once all the members of the nation agreed, they were immediately given the Torah. For now, they were capable of observing it.
Well,
Excerpt 19. Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side. On the positive side, if they keep the avut, the mutual responsibility, to the point where each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and commandments, meaning to bring contentment to their Maker. On the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the mutual responsibility, but to allow in self-love, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth.
Meaning that arvut must be complete. Meaning if something will be lacking, it will be felt in everyone and in each and everyone. Because arvut, mutual guarantee, is where they all emerge as.
Shalom Rav.
Selam.
Bizler Selam için neler yapabiliriz ki arvutun dışında kalmayalım?
What can we do for the friends in order not to remain outside of the mutual responsibility?
We need to do this mutual guarantee between us, between the friends. And then, to the extent in which we yearn for him, we try to perform this. We ask the Creator to give us the force of arvut. Then we will know what arvut is and how it helps us enter the force of arvut. Arvut is a force that connects all of us together to the form of Adam Rishon.
כתוב בקטע 17, כל מי שרוצה.
It is written in Exodus 17, anyone who wants to take upon himself the burden of, of Torah and commandments has to be incorporated in Israel in great unity. What does it mean to be incorporated in the unity of Israel in great unity?
That he takes upon himself the whole of the Torah of Israel and the whole purpose of Israel, which is to unite all of humanity to this extent that is possible every given moment to one body and to raise them up to the Creator. That is called, that's the role of the people of Israel. Read it again.
Item 1 again. Love your friend as yourself from the beginning. Rabbi Akiva says this is a great klal, collective rule in the Torah. 1. This statement of our sages demand explanation. The word klal indicates a sum of details that, when put together, form that collective or rule. Thus, when he says about the mitzvah, commandment, love your friend as yourself, that it is a great klal in the Torah, we must understand that the rest of the 612 mitzvot, commandments, in the Torah, with all their interpretations, are no more and no less than the sum of the details inserted and contained in that single commandment, love your friend as yourself. This is quite perplexing, because you can say this regarding commandments between man and man. But how can that single commandment contain all the commandments between man and God, which are the essence and the vast majority of the laws? Rest, you need to go and study.
Because don't do to your friend what is hated upon you is not yet love. It's not yet love thy friend as thyself. It's just to rid yourself from the hatred, from not beating up the other, but to hug, to love like you're supposed to love, who knows what. You need to learn that. That's why it's written. If you already came to this state in which you don't hate him, but rather wants to come now from this neutral state to love, then come.
Yes.
Women, Hebrew time, Charlotte.
From women, Hebrew 2, they're asking, does a person need also in his corporeal work for filling his own needs to be in the intention in order to bestow, and by that he keeps the commandment of caring for everyone?
In his corporeal work, where he works, he still needs to be honest with his boss, with country, with the government, and depending on where he is, and that's the way he should properly position himself, conduct himself.
Question from women in Moscow. We cannot come to the love of the Creator before we work. So does it mean that every work we do is through a prayer to the Creator?
Yes.
Maxis, what are these 612 mitzvot in our study? Looks like I don't know any one of them.
The main commandment is to love your friend as yourself. Everything else are only components of that commandment. no justification to anything.
Meaning this is a condition for the entire Torah.
Yes, that's why it's called a rule, a collective, because it contains everything.
How can you learn from the approach of Barasam where he asks this question, he evokes a question that is also something special? How can you observe such a thing, this approach? What can we learn from that? Where he's kind of like putting it to doubt this whole approach to this. Like, how can you observe this?
You can't observe it. It's clear that it's impossible because we are completely opposite and in every way. But the fact that it stands before us as a condition that if we want to observe the general law of nature, we will have to come to an understanding and observing of this rule. Love your friend as yourself. That's the only way we will reveal nature as one collective superior mechanism.
One more thing. There's actually a statement from Bala Sulam that you cannot observe such a, you can't keep such a rule. It's a very powerful thing that he's writing here in the article, and he's actually writing it, yes, to all the people.
Yes.
That you cannot observe this rule. So we understood that this commandment, as it is written and the way we understand it, cannot be observed.
Yes.
And on the other hand, it's clear in the 10 that we have to reach Arvut. There's every question that we ask, you basically repeat it every day. Come to Arvut between you. Come to mutual guarantee between you. So maybe here's the question, maybe you can help us nevertheless. What's the next little step of coming closer, one bit of an inch towards this Arvut? I want today, at the end of the day today, for us to be an inch closer to Arvut than we were yesterday.
You have a 10? Try to come closer to them by 1 millimeter. You need to check if you are following the rules that the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us. And not that on the one hand we want to scrutinize according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and on the other hand we're not really following its rules. And then of course, in that case, of course we have some sort of we have this kind of a limping movement. So this is number one. Number two, you need to understand that everything that comes to you doesn't come because you are like that, but because the Creator sent this state from above, and you need to connect, to unite. You need to speak with Him in this way. He is telling you this state, and you want to show Him the state opposite. Yes?
רב, איך אתה מסכם את השיעור הזה?
How do you summarize this lesson?
אני לא יודע מה להגיד. יש...
I don't know what to say. There are excerpts that I am very happy with and excerpts that I'm not happy with.
אני חושב ש...
I think that the problem is that I, before I came to the lesson, I would read the material, those excerpts that we were going to study in the lesson. So it's not like I was reading during the lesson from the study material. I had already scrutinized and delved and for our time and not for our for what's pertinent for us. I think you need to understand that what he writes here, he writes for us. And we need to try to get into the text. That's it. This is my opinion about the lesson. And besides, I see that many people are sleeping. So what is the reason? I understand that there aren't enough hours in a day. But still, be a little more I have nothing to say. I went through all the states. And still, I cannot justify this general attitude that is so heavy and cold.